Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And what a weekend. My goodness, news that rocked not only the NFL, but the entire sports world. Of course, we're talking about the return, if we even need to call it about that. He wasn't gone very long, but the return of Tom Brady. And we will get into that for sure. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Magic City Monday? How are you?
I am great, brother. I am great. Couldn't be better, actually. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, the weekend was good, and I know you had your convention, King Convention, how'd that go?
Yeah, we had the King Movement. We call it the King Summit. It's a national men's conference. It was terrific. We had a few hundred men there from all over the country.
Wow.
We had brothers come from as far as San Francisco, the Oakland area, Miami, the Midwest, Ohio.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and obviously the Northeast where I'm at. So it was great. Yeah, it was a fantastic time, man. So I'm good. And you're in Motown.
Yes, I am.
Back in your old stomping ground.
Yeah, they had me on. You know, I did a show, Sunday night TV show here called Sports Final Edition. Jamie Edmonds is the host and here on Channel 4. And I was on that show, Chris, for 20 years, if you could believe that. Yeah, I was on the show for 20 years. And I used to fill in anchor and stuff, you know, for the anchors on the news and whatnot. And they had me on the show last night. I was the first guest that they've had since the pandemic. So 2 years, I was the first guest in studio in 2 years.
Wow.
So it was kind of great to be back. And then I had lunch with a lot of friends today. And my barbershop, we're doing some renovation, sporty cuts on 7 Mile. So it's been great being
in
Detroit.
Do they have an Odd Couple poster in there?
Of course we do. Of course we do.
Or is it just a Rob Parker poster?
No, of course. Come on, Chris. You really, really, you don't, you
hey,
have
I'm
no faith
wondering.
In me.
I'm just
you have,
wondering.
You have no
you
faith.
Know?
Like, am I that centered? Self-centered? The show is called The Odd Couple, not the Rob Parker program.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Wow, okay.
I'm just asking.
When you, well,
I got
hey,
an
I'm
Odd Couple poster in my office. My
you
studio.
Got, what poster? You
the
got
painting.
A painting. Right.
Yeah,
I got
painting.
It. Right.
Yes.
That's
yes,
a one
yes.
of a kind right there. So.
Absolutely. All right. All right. Let's get into this thing. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining us in a moment, or I should say at the bottom of the hour. We got the Odd Couple crew with a little tweak here or there. The heavy one, Don Brown, is in for DJ Alex Tyshirt on this Magic City Monday. And, of course, super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, it is our man, Steve DeSega. All right, Rob, the news, Tom Brady's back, retired for 40 days. And the reactions are all over the place. Some people think it was just a scam retirement to begin with. Some people think this was a ploy to get the Buccaneers to go all in and, you know, spend that money this year to try to win another Super Bowl. Some think it's a ploy to get the Buccaneers to trade him to the 49ers, and that's why he went to England to talk with the Glazer family, which owns the Buccaneers and Manchester United. And so opinions are all over the place. Where are you on this return of Tom Brady? What was your thoughts about it and where you at right now on it?
Tom Brady has officially reached go away status. Tom Brady is sickening. That's what Tom Brady is right now to a lot of NFL America. Yes, he has his fans, but there's a large part of the NFL nation that is like, enough already. Tom Brady is that guy at your house at 2 a.m. wanting to know if you still have any more nachos and what else is coming on. Get off my damn couch, Tom Brady. Enough. You are the most selfish. He's an attention whore. This is ridiculous. He had his out. Tom Brady did it right. He proved his point. He went left in New England. He won a championship. And the notion that that wasn't enough to satisfy him, even at this age. Why? There is no reason other than to be selfish and to be in the limelight. He can't live without it. Tom Brady wants to go off the field in the NFL in a stretcher, in a wheelchair, to have damage done to him. That's how sick he is. It's a damn sickness that Tom Brady would come back. Go the hell home with your wife and kids. That's where you belong at 44. People can respect greatness. people can understand a need, a want, a yearning to compete. But there does come a time at a certain age where you need to get off to the sidelines and let somebody else have a ball and have a chance and step aside because you can't play forever. Why? This is ego. This is what this is. He's an egomaniac. I thought Tom Brady was about himself, Chris, but this proves to me even more that this is the drug. Tom Brady's on football crack. He can't get enough. He'll do whatever it takes to be able to play football, and there's always going to be enablers. I get the numbers, the inflated numbers. They weren't that great. That's why he didn't even win the MVP. So he wants to feel like I can still play. I can put up 5,000 yards. I can do this. I can do that. There comes a time where you got to step aside to save yourself. And I'm going to tell you, Chris, I'm not wishing any bad luck or any harm to come Tom Brady's way. But I think he had a great opportunity to get out, proving that he could win a championship without Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, winning a championship in Tampa Bay, and even though they lost last year, stepping aside with people still feeling great about who he is. And now I think people are just sick of him, and people will want more than ever for this not to work out. And I fear that Tom Brady will wind up getting hurt. And who wants to go out that way? I feel sorry for this guy that he doesn't feel satisfied or complete, or that Tom Brady hasn't done enough to move on to the next chapter of his life. It's pathetic to me. Tom Brady, you made me throw up in my mouth this weekend, and I haven't done that since I was in college. That's how sick I was.
All right. Well, tell us how you really feel. My goodness, Rob, that was interesting. It was captivating. It made for good radio. But I couldn't disagree more. I mean, first of all, I haven't seen anybody. I'm sure there are people out there. There are fans. We know some people don't like Tom Brady. But, dude, I'm glad he's back. The only thing that would have made it better to me is if he had gone to San Francisco. Because I think they're a better team with him. They're the definitive favorites, and it would have been fun to watch. But this will be fun to watch, too. I think, look, what you said, like I said, captivating all that, to me, it's none of that. It's not about proving, you know, he's got something to prove or he's not satisfied. How about he likes football? How about that? He loves playing the game of football, and he ain't the only one at 44. Other 44-year-olds just couldn't do it. And the proof is in the fact that not only in football, but in most other sports, guys come back time and time and time and time again. Whether it was Muhammad Ali, whether it was Sugar Ray Leonard, whether it was Deion Sanders, whether it was Brett Favre, whether it was Michael Jordan, whether it was Jim Brown at 47 on the cover of Sports Illustrated in a freaking Raiders uniform, shoulder pads and all, contemplating coming back because Franco Harris was about to break his record. I mean, no, this is nothing. Tom Brady enjoys playing football, and that's fine because here's the thing, Rob. Yeah, by football years, he's old. By life years, he's young. He's 44. You know what you do when you meet a guy that's 44. What I do when I meet a guy that's 44. We think they're a young man. You got your whole life in front of you. So even if he plays two more years, three more years, I doubt it's three, but let's three more years, he will still be young and have the rest of his life to do whatever he wants to do. If I think the majority of athletes and the majority of sports fans out there, whoever played at any level, if they could still play in the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball, whatever. At 44, they do it. Heck, Willie Mays was 42, right, when he was stumbling in outfield? Hank Aaron played late. Like, we've seen this. The difference is Brady is still right there at the top of the league. Those numbers weren't fugazi. He really did throw for 5,300 yards. He really did throw for that many touchdowns, whatever it is, over 40. He had a great year. Okay, he didn't win MVP. Guess what? He was second. I'll take that. So that's all I think it was. It is him still wanting to compete and play football. It's not obviously he's proven he can win without Belichick. And we in the media look at it like, well, what else does he have to prove? He's already won the divorce with Belichick. He's won 7 Super. But sometimes for a guy that's in the moment, that's playing, it ain't about legacy anymore. It ain't about proving. It's about I enjoy this. I like it, and I'm still very good at it. So I got no problem with it. Yeah, he handled it poorly from the retirement, the Instagram post where he didn't even mention the Patriots. That was poorly done. Yesterday's comeback announcement, little tweet, Instagram, whatever, poorly done. All the podcasts where he was mentioning Never Say Never and giving out hints that he might come back all the way up until you've been talking about how you want to spend time with your family. And now he's even made comments like this, right? Where, and I've done that now. He said, I want to spend time with my family, and I've done that. What, 5 weeks? 5.5 weeks? Like that's it? That's all you needed to spend with him? So I get all that. But I'm not going to kill a dude for loving football, just like we love broadcasting, reporting, whatever it may be. And he can still do it at a high level. Obviously, his family is on board. They might, maybe, I'm sure Giselle might have some reservations, but she supported him publicly with the tweet. Obviously, she agreed to let him do it. And you, your spouse, if they're really that much into something, you want them to enjoy themselves. And so I got no problem whatsoever with it. I'm happy he's back because I'm about storylines. I'm about drama. I'm about intrigue. And this is all of that and then some. So I'm glad he's back. Rob, is it? Where are you at? Do you think that Tom Brady is being selfish, being egotistical, that he's pathetic, as Rob said? Or you think it's just a guy that loves football and he's back. But how do you feel about it? You glad to see it or do you hate it? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas. We call it the greatest arena on earth because every game, every match, race, and competition, it's always on, folks. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Tom Brady's return.
All right, let's kick it off with Dre in Michigan. Dre, you're close. We're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's up, my good peoples?
What's up, man?
You got it. Hey, Rob, man, you took me back last night with that. I was feeling real nostalgic watching you on Sports Friday Edition, man. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
that been was years since I saw that.
Crazy.
You know. Back when Bernie Smilovich used to do it and used to segue into that, I was like, man, Rob ain't been here in years. But anyway, I feel like I don't believe in telling somebody when they should retire. But at the same time, I feel like he had an opportunity to walk away when he had the Super Bowl. Then you had that opportunity to walk away after you had a good season. I just don't like where this is headed, where it might end for him. But if he's comfortable with the repercussions of it, then I support him. But I don't like where it's headed. I think this is going to end bad. That's just
I don't think he's going to be able to retire after a great season. Like my feeling is that he'll play well this year, this upcoming season. And then next year he'll fall off, and that's when he'll retire. As long as he keeps playing well, I don't think he's going to walk away. So yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, it's hard to do that, Rob. We've seen a few, but it's hard. And I think he's in that boat.
Ken, in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, good. Happy Monday to you, brothers.
No, sir.
Usually, Hey, I'm usually 5 days out of the week on Chris's side, but today it's all about Rob Parker because Tom Brady's an egotistical, selfish, self-centered individual who's trying to cover up his little Tuck rule, his little Spygate because they beat the Rams and they had to cheat with the inflation of the footballs. And he should have retired when he did his thing when he came to Tampa Bay. And usually, Chris, you're always right on, but today it's Rob Parker all the way.
My man, my man. Thanks for calling the Odd Couple. Appreciate it.
Bad day for him. He's usually got great takes.
Oh, yeah, then listen to you. All right, blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up, boys? How are you doing? Don, nice pull on the last song.
We are great, man. How are
you? Don is a good fill-in. He's doing great for us.
Yeah, he is.
Doing great. Now, the thing is with Tom Brady is this. Is I think he realized, like, besides, like, the Rams, maybe the Packers, that NFC is pretty wide open. And the Buccaneers, it's not like they're in shambles yet. So he decided, why not come back now? Why not get, you know, come back before, like, the Bucs, you know, right before free agency? It makes sense. And I think he kind of realized that's where he retired. I've been talking, Tom Brady wants to play until he's 45, all that. He's 1 year away, August 3rd to be exact. He's going to be 45. So I just think he realized, I should be back for another season. And I think Chris is right, where he's not going to leave on a great year. It's going to have to take a crappy ending, maybe an injury or he doesn't play, you know, too well to do it. And also, Tom Brady's just not regressing. Like, he had a solid season last year. So I see why he doesn't want to retire.
There's a thing called a happy ending, and sometimes that's when you want to step out on your best foot, not having to be beat down. We saw Muhammad Ali and guys come back, look terrible. For what? There was just no reason.
That was bad. But you could
around.
Also
Willie Mays right. was one of the greatest center fielders, Chris, whoever played the game. You know how hard it was to watch him stumbling and missing fly balls in left field? It just, there was no need for me to ever have to see Willie Mays go down like that. I'm not saying Brady's there, but there's something about, you know, just getting out when people go, damn, Brady retired, had a great year.
But don't you understand how that's hard?
No, I get it, but I'm just saying.
And you're right. I mean, but look, we saw Willie Mays do that. So what? We don't think about that. When we think about how great he was, that doesn't hurt his legacy at all. And there's another way. Michael Jordan didn't go out at the end on top, but he didn't embarrass himself either.
No.
So there's, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other. Maybe he'll be in the middle like Jordan kind of was.
Let's squeeze in Mark from Sacramento. What up, Mark? How are you?
What's going on, gentlemen?
I'm going to be objective.
Chris always says I'm not objective when we talk about Brady. So I'm going to be objective. I agree with Rob. This is an age now of quarterbacks who can move. They got quarterback killers on every team. The Bosa boys, Aaron Donald, Chase Young. And you see now the evolution of the NFL getting the quarterbacks who can get away from guys like that. You've seen the retirement of the pocket quarterbacks from Drew Brees to Ben Roethlisberger to Phillip Rivers. And he's the last of that. You're seeing it. I feel sorry for him. They are going to hurt him, and he can't
move.
Didn't
they have all those guys? Weren't all those guys in the league last year?
Go last year, watch the Rams game. They were all over him.
Oh, fine, right. But did he get hurt? No.
He got hit last year.
It's football. You get hit.
Matthew Stafford ain't
the most mobile dude in the league. That's still something that aren't that mobile.
I'm with Mark, though. I think that ultimately we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I know you guys aren't wishing harm on anybody, but I'm just talking about what could happen.
That's all.
It could happen to a young guy, too,
There's
though.
No doubt. That's what's football. Scary about it. You're right.
Right.
It could happen.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Randy Mueller up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It always gets crunk with our next guest.
Wow.
He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, one of our favorites, Randy Mueller. Randy, welcome.
What's going on, guys? I can't beat that introduction, that's for sure.
No.
Well, look, I know you thought, I mean, this is supposed to be the off season, right? And We got plenty. We keep bringing you back, but let's start obviously with the big news of Tom Brady. Are you surprised, number one, and what are your general thoughts on this comeback?
I'm not as surprised as probably we should be. He just failed to close the window, close the door the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it's been. So he stayed retired, what, 40 days? That's crazy. I just think there were many opportunities for him to put all rumors to rest, and he wouldn't do it. So I thought that there was a chance he'd come back, but I thought it'd be for the 49ers, not necessarily right. for Tampa. So this is, you know, a different shoe to drop. I'll say this. It gives the Buccaneers a total new lease on life because of the tentacles that come with having Tom Brady. And we've seen players re-sign with them already. We've seen a total, you know, about-face with some of their own free agents. And so I think it's, you know, it's changed the landscape into how people view the Buccaneers. So I can't explain it. That's above my pay grade. But it didn't surprise me or shock me, I should say.
Randy, my quote is that Tom Brady is on football crack. He can't get enough. And I think he's the biggest egomaniac, and he's at the point now where people can respect greatness and a guy playing well, but he's reached go-away status where you're like, enough. You know, like he had a couple of great yeah. opportunities, Randy, to walk out on cloud nine. You leave New England, you beat – you win a Super Bowl, right, without Bill Belichick. You could have walked out right then and there. People would have said, wow, what a career. Last year he played well numbers-wise, right, and still could have walked out feeling like, yeah, I still had numbers. I still could play. My health is intact. This is more than just a guy. There's something that I can't figure out, and I don't know if he really doesn't believe that everybody believes he's the best or the greatest, and there's still he wants to make sure people know it. I don't know. That's just my feeling. Help me out, Randy, because I threw up in my mouth when I heard the news.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I don't know if it's so much what's your word, crack, but
crack,
I think
football crack.
Yeah, it's definitely a competitive spirit that won't die. I'll say this: I do think some things are important to him. One is being the first quarterback to start an NFL game at age 45. That's going to be a one-man list come September. I think the other thing is where I still have unbelievable respect for him is that he's coming back for a contract that's already on tab for $25 million a year. Now, if you talk about ego, compare that to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's coming back at $50 per year, and players are going to be cut and renegotiated with the Packers. That's not the case with Tampa. That's why I say him coming back, and if the contract is, it stays the same, they're going to be able to do so much more. It's just easier, and maybe I see it from a GM standpoint. It's so much easier to build a team around if you have an extra $25 million in your back pocket to spend on other players. And Green Bay doesn't have that. Tampa has it.
Randy, there are some, you mentioned San Francisco, and I'm with you. I thought that he might come back to play for them. And I actually thought when Bruce Arians kind of shut the door on that a few weeks ago, that Brady wasn't going to come back this year. But there are those that still think, you know, he's going to force his way to San Francisco in a trade or whatever. First of all, what are your thoughts on that? Are
that
you ready to close
awkward.
The door
that would
on
look
that?
Terrible.
And secondly, if he stays in Tampa, it sounds like you think they can be right there near the top at the AFC, in the NFC. I agree. I do. I think they can be. What are your thoughts on those two things?
Well, first off, I would be lying if I didn't say I felt the same feeling you have, Chris. When that came out, I'm thinking in the weeds, right? The sinister part of me thinks, the 49ers are behind this.
Right.
And he's going to find a way to go. But I don't know necessarily if that's possible, having thought through the scenario. I think that would be a play maybe a year from now if he decides to play another year, which I'm not convinced he won't. And right. then he can finish up in San Francisco, but we'll see how that goes. I think that in this case, he's broken the mold to what we see as a quarterback in this day and age. And I think he's out to prove that TB12, that whole outside football stuff, is going to matter, and I think it's a branding play as well. There's no better platform for his company's so to speak, whether it's a clothing line or TB12, than from inside an NFL locker room. What was your other question, Chris?
Well, just do you think Tampa is a legitimate NFC title contender?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think that having everybody back last year like they did sounded like a great plan. I think it's hard to duplicate from the year before.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to work either.
Yeah. I just never bought that. I've always wanted to change things up as much as I could. I've had this discussion with Nick Saban several times. What do you do to keep it fresh? Well, you've got to work to change. And they worked to keep it the same, and it didn't work. So I think they can resolve some of the issues that they had. They have a few free agents. They brought some people back. But I think change is good for them. I think they can be one of the favorites in the NFC, but I think they're going to have to change some things up to keep it fresh, whether it means a new offensive lineman here or there. I see where they've re-signed the center. They re-signed the corner. But I think they've got to find a little different dynamic on offense, maybe a different running back. I don't know if Leonard Fournette will be back. So I think there's some change that has to happen there for them to have it fresh enough to make a re-rack, so to speak.
Randy, where does Deshaun Watson wind up? What's your feeling? I know he's going to talk to Carolina and who else? I forgot the other team.
New Orleans.
Where does he wind up?
I have said from day one that he's going to wind up in Carolina, and I know he pushed back against that a year ago. But I think they are the most desperate. I think they're willing to trade the most. I think their owner being involved and making it clear that he wants a quarterback will urge them on to give more. Now, at the end of the day, you'd say, well, the Saints can't afford to do Deshaun Watson. They can't afford to do it. I actually went through their cap a couple of days ago, and they can do it because they'll end up having to redo Deshaun's contract the day he comes. So they'll only have to have him on the books for 24 hours, and he can change his cap count and lower it by about $22 million. So that's big for them without having to change really the construct of his deal. So I think those two teams get to say their piece today, tomorrow, whenever that happens. But I thought all along that Carolina's hanging in the weeds, and they're going to offer the Saints so much that they're going to try to steer it their way. I guess the bottom line is, though, Deshaun has the no-trade clause. So he gets the pick at the end of the day, and I think the Saints are a viable option for sure.
I just don't understand, like, where this went. And I know we got about a minute, Randy. Like, how we got here. Like, it just seems very odd for the way Houston handled it, not to force him to play last year, because if you say take the field and you don't, then you're insubordination, I don't have to pay you. You know, like, it's a weird – what am I missing? Why, if I was the owner or I was a GM, you're playing, take the field. Nope, I'm not playing. Okay, fine, you're suspended without pay. Get lost. You know what I mean? And I still got your rights, but what happened?
No, I agree with you. I never could figure that out. I don't understand paying full price for something that you don't get one day of work for. So it's a pretty good gig, I guess, if you can get it, and Deshaun's got it. I think whoever gets him, though, it's a decision made above the football side. I think above the coach, above the GM, ownership has to sign off on this because of the baggage and the city, the temperament the city has, the ability for that city to welcome that kind of baggage is different in every place in America, as you know.
Yep.
So I think you're going to bring some a traveling circus for a while, and you're going to have to be willing to do that.
All right, that's our man, Randy Mueller. Randy, we appreciate the knowledge. Thanks as always.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, more iCouple coming your way. Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires
for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are back. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. And they offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. I'm not going to mention the establishment I was in last night, Chris, here in Detroit, but I do have a couple of, if you could hear these, a couple of winning tickets from last night. Your guy won a couple $100s. So I had the Grizzlies, the Hawks, the Suns, and the Pelicans. I picked all four winners last night.
What's your record now?
No, we're only doing
well. Don't you post that?
Yeah, every week. So,
okay.
So tonight, after tonight, we'll post it. All right. So it was good. Normally we don't post anything on the weekend, but I did win last night
on some NBA. So you just do it by the week?
Or
yeah,
overall,
by the week.
Keep,
by the
oh,
week.
It's not, it's not just a because, total tally.
Yeah, because to me, it's like you want to know if a guy's hot day to day. You know what I mean? Like me picking up something from last week. So tomorrow will be like he was 3-0. You know?
Okay. I'm 0-3.
Yeah, 0-3. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Negative Nelly. All right, my best bet, Kings. Best bet, Bulls -3.5 at the Kings tonight. I'm going with the 76ers -3. They're hosting the Nuggets. And the T-Wolves -3.5 at the Spurs. So there you go. Again, my best bet, the Chicago Bulls -3.5. And then I have the 76ers and Wolves both winning. 76ers -3, T-Wolves -3.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, big night tonight in the NBA. Nikola Jokic, you mentioned Denver's at Philly. So you have, in many people's eyes, not mine, but many people have Embiid and Jokic as the top two.
So you don't have those two. Who do you have?
I got Embiid. I got Embiid as number one. I'd have Giannis ahead of Jokic.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jokic is, you know, he's balling.
You just don't like where they are in the standings, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a sixth seed. And granted, he's had his second, third best players have been out. But, you know, Luka's doing it by himself. And their records are close. I got him ahead of Luka. But okay. Jokic is playing terrifically. But he's not my second choice right now for MVP. But tonight could be a big game for that, Rob, if Embiid dominates him or vice versa, this could be pivotal because the analytics crew loves Jokic. I mean, and I love him too as a player, but they
are like... The pocket protectors, they're all in on him.
No doubt. Because he's got like the highest PER in history.
Wow.
So you're trying to tell me this is the best season in history? Stop it. You know, so, but yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah,
so,
the best season of with the numbers that you consider or deemed important. You know what I mean, Chris?
Right. And I mean, PER takes, you know, points, rebounds, assists, but look, true shooting percentage and efficiency and stuff is up nowadays because guys shoot so many more threes, right? So if I'm hitting some buckets that are worth three, then that's going to raise my efficiency. And so that's some of it. But anyway, big game is on right now. Philly's off to an early lead, 10-8. Rob, I'm going to throw this out. We're not going to belabor it. We don't have a ton of time to talk about it. But over the weekend, there was some, you know, Colin Kaepernick, I don't know if he posted or his people did, about him working out. And Adam Schefter quoted a source saying he's in the best shape of his life. Rob, I think some of these teams should give Colin Kaepernick a shot. I'm not saying make him your starter unless he's deserving. But bring him in. If I'm the Steelers and I'm looking at Mitch Trubisky or Mason Rudolph or whoever, why am I not bringing in Colin Kaepernick? I'm Seattle and I don't get Deshaun Watson, why am I not bringing in Colin Kaepernick? Go ahead. You got an answer, apparently.
You already know. I mean, that ship sailed. He's he's the plague to them. And they're not going to give him a fair shot, and especially these many years removed, Chris, it's a total.
He's 34 years old.
It's the biggest sports injustice in the history of this country, Chris. It really is. Shame on the NFL. Shame on the NFL black players.
Ali came back.
Shame, Chris. What they did to this man who did nothing as far as his own personal. Non-violent, personal. Yes,
he stood up for victims
and the voiceless, Chris.
Right.
Yes, and he didn't bother anybody.
Nope.
He didn't tell every his teammates they had to do it or this or that. Or told fans this is what you need to do and you need to pay attention. It was his own personal thing.
But are you with me on, okay, I get it, because I tend to feel like he's never going to play again.
I'm just,
but
yes,
do you think he should, it's not like he's 38. He's 34. Pete Carroll said 2 years ago, Rob, in 2020, I regret not signing him back in 2018. And he said, oh, he's a starter. We don't want to insult him, bring him in as a backup. Well, you don't have Russell Wilson anymore. And again, I get it if you're getting Deshaun Watson, but that doesn't appear to be in the cards.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? Again, Kaepernick might come out there and be horrible, Rob. I'm not saying you have, and I'm not even saying Mike Tomlin, because he's black, has an obligation. I don't like doing that. You know, he doesn't have an obligation to necessarily go ahead and sign Kaepernick or something. But I just think from a football standpoint, why wouldn't I give it a shot? We just talked with Randy Mueller about how quarterbacks are mobile today, and that's a, you know, Brady's kind of the last of a dying breed and not, you know, moving as much. Kaepernick can move. Like, I just think he deserves a shot. That's it. All right, 2 hours left. Ah, couple, keep it locked.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.